The Massachusetts Medical Society's annual Physician Workforce Study takes a comprehensive look at the working doctors in the Commonwealth, physician recruitment rates, profession satisfaction, and more. One of the key observations in the report is a lack of primary care doctors and specialists across Massachusetts. Dr. Richard Agababian, president of the society, explains.
We continue to be short in primary care. That includes family medicine and primary care internal medicine. We continue to be short in surgical specialties like urology and neurosurgery. And general surgery, actually, because, since so much specialty surgery goes on, there's not much left for the general surgeon, but they have to end up covering larger areas, so it's a tough job.
Dr. Agababian also mentioned a shortage of dermatologists and child psychologists. Paul Hopkins, spokesman for Northern Berkshire Healthcare, the company that operates North Adams Regional Hospital, said that the study shows that his hospital is not alone in facing a shortage of physicians.
North Adams Regional Hospital is facing the same issues that almost every other community hospital in the country is facing. Like all the others, we're looking at a shortage of primary care physicians.
The study says that hospitals in rural areas outside of Boston are continuing to have difficulty recruiting and retaining doctors. Michael Leary, spokesman for Berkshire Health Systems, one of Berkshire County's single largest employers and operator of Berkshire Medical Center, said that for the past decade, the company has done its work through the Physician Recruitment Program to help bring new hires to the region. He said that over the years, the way hospitals would hire new doctors has changed.
It used to be the primary job of private physician practices to self-recruit. As their financial situations and reimbursement structures had changed and their workloads became far more busy, it became nearly impossible for private physician practices to do that. So Berkshire Medical Center and Berkshire Health Systems took on a fairly unique role as being the primary recruitment organization for physicians in the county.
Leary said that the program has helped bring over 120 physicians to the area. Paul Hopkins from Northern Berkshire Healthcare says that it can be difficult to bring in workers from other areas because when you hire a new doctor, you're also relocating their families.
Frequently today, the physician's spouse is also wanting to establish themselves in a career. And so we do a lot in talking with other major employers in the region to try to coordinate our efforts to recruit. So we bring a physician in to visit the community, and at the same time, we'll take the physician's spouse or partner through the community, show them what the place is like. We try to connect them with other major employers who might be looking for somebody. And then we tend to have a little more success as well.
Dr. Agababian says that the society also observed that doctors are facing challenges in taking time to comply with new regulations set forth by both the Federal Affordable Care Act and the recent health care cost containment law signed by Governor Deval Patrick earlier this year. According to the study, 53% of physicians are unsatisfied with the division of administrative tasks and working with patients.
The new state law will require physicians to provide a lot more information about their practice. You know, a lot of physicians invest in electronic medical record systems and learned how to use them, taught their staff how to use them, and they found they couldn't talk to each other. So there was a lot of frustration over the fact that you can't share electronic data that you spent so much time inputting, and the state needs to help resolve that problem, I think.
A link to the full detailed report is available on our website at WAMC.org. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.